Reporting from Vancouver, BC, this is Danny Nesvedarani, your community journalist for CJSF 90.1 FM. In the early morning hours of July 7th, BC nurses escalated their current job action and formed a picket line surrounding Vancouver General Hospital in protest of current working conditions. The strike action was announced a few days prior by the BC Nurses Union, and the picket line was formed the morning after negotiations with health employers failed to progress towards a new contract. The Nurses Union's current job action is due to a strike vote where over 98.2% of the over 50,000 workers involved voted in favor of job action. From the crowd amassed at the picket line on early Monday morning, that number is not surprising. CJSF went down to Vancouver General Hospital's picket line, where we spoke with Adrienne Geer, president of the BC Nurses Union, about what ultimately led to this current job action and picket line at Vancouver General Hospital.
Today is the first day that we are escalating our job action to actually withdrawing labor. It's unfortunate, but this is where we're at. Nurses in this province can no longer hold the system together. My members rejected a tentative agreement. They made it very clear that the agreement does not address our working conditions, which includes very heavy workloads. There's simply not enough nurses. It includes violence. It includes not having enough support for nurses. And so here we are. And it's unfortunate, but nurses in this province are taking this step.
Afterwards, Geer explained the potential next steps for this current job action.
We will continue with job action until we're able to secure an agreement on behalf of our members. Members rejected the tentative agreement we did reach by 67%. And so, you know, we did have some conversations yesterday with the employer, but they continue to maintain the position that they are not able to negotiate outside of the mandate that the government has sort of imposed. And so until we see some movement, I think, unfortunately, we are going to continue to see different forms of job action, including withdrawing labor.
As this job action has progressed, the BC government has been facing increasing pressure to work with both health employers and the BC Nurses Union in order to reach an effective deal.
The parties can only bargain within the mandate set by government. So what we need is government to show some leadership and insert themselves and help us find a path forward.
According to the BC Nurses Union, since this job action began, nurses have come forward to say that they are being threatened with discipline, warned by their employers that their professional licenses could be at risk, and have been pressured to perform non-nursing duties or work unauthorized overtime, despite the union's directives. In response, the BC Nurses Union plans to expand the strike action with more picket lines at other hospitals if progress with health employers has not been made. This has been Danny Nesvedarani, your community journalist for CJSF 90.1 FM. This segment would not have been possible without the continued support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Local Journalism Initiative. You can also find this piece on frequencynews.ca.